Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلنا من رسول إلا ليطاع بإذن الله صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam and mothers and sisters that are listening at home. Alhamdulillah, we are in the month of Rabiul Awwal, the month in which our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born. It's not that we should only show love to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the month of Rabiul Awwal. It is important that we have the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam all the time. But alhamdulillah, generally we have seen that this has been the habit of the scholars, that during the different months and seasons in Islam, they touch upon the relevant topic. And so one very important aspect of the seerah which we need to understand is, why was Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent in this dunya? What is the purpose for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to come? It's very important for an intelligent man to identify the things that are around him, and for everything that is around him, there is always a reason, a purpose. You will go to the hospital for a purpose, for treatment. You might go to the pharmacy for a reason, there is a purpose, you might want some medication. You might go to the grocery store for a purpose, there is a reason, you want food. You go to the airport, there is a purpose that you might want to travel. And so generally there is a purpose for everything in this dunya. And we understand this, alhamdulillah, especially in the modern world, things have become a bit easy. Things have become very easy in understanding a lot of things. But sadly, people don't understand why Muslims worship. Why Muslims worship? Why are Muslims so serious when it comes to their religion and when it comes to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One is the purpose of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming in this dunya, which we will look at inshallah. But before that, what is the purpose also for us to come in this dunya, for Allah to create insan? What is the purpose? Is it eating, drinking, sleeping, running? What is the purpose? In simple words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. The jinns and the ins. You see, the malaika are not included in this order, because the malaika always are in the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't disobey Allah Pak. But the other two creations of Allah, very unique, the jinns and the ins, insan. Allah is saying, I have created you for one purpose. And that purpose is that you worship me. That you worship me. So that is the purpose, that you worship Allah Pak. But the question is, a lot of people don't understand this, that why are you worshipping Allah? What is the fulfillment? What is the reason? What is the wisdom and the hikmat in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that also 5 times a day. Wake up early in the morning, summer days. Children need to go to school. That sleep pattern has to break. Wake up. You want to have your lunch, but you have to squeeze in your Jumu'ah, your Zohar. Winter days, Asr, Maghrib, quite difficult. Isha late in the night. So this timetable of a Muslim is a very serious timetable. So what is the purpose and what is the wisdom of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if we can understand this, if anybody is going to ask you, it will become very simple for a person to answer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan. And for this insan to remain alive, there is a requirement, certain things that he has to do. Number one, he has to eat and he has to drink if he wants to remain alive. So this is very important. We all have to eat and we all have to drink. Allah has created Hazrat-e-Pet. Hazrat-e-Pet. Kisi ka bara, kisi ka chota hota hai bhai. But Hazrat-e-Pet. This Hazrat-e-Pet is the real Hazrat. Don't look at me, Umar. Look at him. Tumhe to ek biwi khilati hai bhai. Tumhara pet to aise hi hoga na. To Hazrat-e-Pet. And so you have to have food and you have to have drink and your vitamins and your fruits and all of these things for you to get that energy. And besides that, externally, Allah Pak has created everything else that is on His behalf. The sun gives you energy, the air that you require, oxygen to breathe and all these things. And then of course your internal organs and all that that are working for your survival. So on one side, what is required is for you to eat and for you to drink. That keeps your body alive. That keeps your body alive. But then what happens, there's another very important part of you, and that is called ruh. That is called ruh. The ruh cannot be maintained by rotis, chawal, bread, naan, your seafood, your Turkish food, your curries, your naan gosht, your biryanis, your akni. Your ruh cannot remain alive. And so for your ruh, the only way for your ruh to survive is to worship Allah. Is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your soul is alive inside you. And hidayat is given to you, and an understanding is given to you. Why? Because you are giving the right food to your soul. Imagine if you were worshipping idols, different gods. Is that going to nourish your ruh? On the contrary, the ruh feels that it is suffocating. What is it? Because you are giving it something which is very unnatural. You know, you have a car and it's diesel and you put petrol inside it. Or you have petrol and you put diesel inside it. The suffocation is there for the ruh. And so that is why Allah has made namaz farz. If you have a look at all the other pillars of Islam, it is once in a year. Zakat is once in a year. Roza is once in a year. Hajj is once in a year. Dekha, ye so raha hai. Once in a year. Umar Farooq, Hajj once in a year. He'll become a Haji all the time. Ye dekha soya hua insaan. Are bhai, Hajj once in your lifetime. But when it comes to the food for the soul to keep you alive, what did Allah Pak say? How many times? Not once. Five times in your 24 hours, you have to give petrol to your ruh. You have to give that connection. Otherwise, every time you miss your namaz, one part of you expires. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Bain al kufri wal iman tarku salah." The difference between iman and kufr is salah. What is it? Salah, your namaz. That is what makes us very different from the people of kufr. It is your salah. And that is why as Muslims we worship, because the a'mal, the good deeds that you do, are not made in dunya. These a'mal that you do are carried by the malaika and are taken to the heavens. And these are your good deeds. That is why during Fajr and before Maghrib, after Asr time, when this exchange is done of one group of angels going up, one coming down, sometimes they have a chit chat. What do they say? And they'll say, "Hey, what's Umar doing?" So somebody might say, angels will say, "Umar to bo nek cheba, is still in the mosque." Goes, "Oh yeah." And then the other angels come, say, "Where's Umar? What's happening with him?" They say, "Umar's still in the mosque. Bo nek." So sometimes what happens, my respected brothers, we need to understand that it is the infinite mercy of Allah Pak that He has ordained, and He has made farz for us, ibadat, worshipping Allah Pak. And from every kind of worship, Allah has made one worship, which is namaz farz. What is it? Farz. Why? So that you are alive. That is why Sahaba-e-Kiram ajma'in, their level of iman was so strong that Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an once, with only two people on his right and left, was prepared to fight one entire army. This is one here and one here. And this one person. The power of iman. Just now I was talking to somebody before Isha, after Maghrib, he was talking to me. He goes, "Mauli Sahab, you know, Allah ki kudrat, I was in the street alone, and there were about 50 to 60 other people that were facing me and were about to hit me. And something in my heart said, no way. You know, I have Iman. And I went straight. And when I went straight in front of them, every single one of them ran away." And it's quite ajeeb. But anyway, khair, you know, cut the long story short. So, when the two people said to him, "Hazrat, don't you think that it's going to be a bit difficult? You know, so many people, an army in front of you." So you know what he said? He said, "But don't you know these are people who are mayyit?" What are they? Dead people. So why is he talking in this language? Because when you don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only the physical side of yours is alive. Your ruh dies before your body. Your ruh dies before your body. And that is why if that body wants the ruh to get alive again, it's not very difficult. Jump start. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then it starts again. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That connection, the ruh gets that power. That one energy level. So as Muslims, when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is there for a reason, because that is food for the ruh. And the more food you give your ruh, unlike your body, the body and your ruh is very different. Your body has to be given only enough food. Allah's Nabi said, just sufficient. But for your ruh, that is not the case. For your ruh, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, give it unlimited food. Unlimited. The more you worship Allah Pak, the better it is for you, the stronger you become, the stronger your iman becomes. And when your ruh becomes very, very strong, my respected brothers, mashallah, the malaika are also surrounding you and they are with you all the time. This is the biggest advantage. So that is why, alhamdulillah, as Muslims in Islam, we have farz namaz, which is farz. But then we also have wajib and sunnah and all of these prayers. So your 24 hours, you've got enough energy that you give to your ruh to make sure that nothing of your body in which there is ruh expires. So that is why Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, and Allah has mentioned, that I have created you for one thing, and that is to worship. This is the hikmat. Now from the concept of worship, we go to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because this is also very important for us to understand. In the month of Rabiul Awwal, why did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam come in this dunya? What is the maqsad? What is the purpose? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this very clearly. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. That Allah has sent Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that you follow him completely. That you do his ita'at. So understand the purpose of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi has come that you study his entire life and follow him completely. This is the only maqsad why Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came in this dunya. And to make it very, very easy for people in Islam, we have an understanding, and we know one is hadith, one is Quran. But then there is also another very important concept, which is called the sunnah. What is it? Sunnah. the sunnah. And the sunnah means that you follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in everything what he did. So this should be our maqsad, my respected brothers, that we follow our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we need to put this also with the family members, mashallah. Even our mothers, daughters, sisters that are there, mashallah, explain to them the sunnah is that you wear a scarf, that you cover your hair, that you dress up modestly, mashallah, that your beauty is for your husband, that you look after your children, you look after your husband, you look after your house, and the wife also, the husband also shows love to the wife. And all of these very beautiful teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which today shaitan makes us feel, oh, this is, you know, old fashioned. This is old fashioned. But it is only this old fashioned stuff which shaitan puts in your mind that will give you sukoon. When you move away from this, then you will see how life becomes miserable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And so that is why in the hadith Sahih, Imam Bukhari has mentioned, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who turns away from my sunnah is not from me. The one who turns away from my sunnah is not from me. In another hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, kullu ummati yadkhulun al-jannah. Everyone from my ummah will enter Jannah. Illa man aba, except for the people who want to refuse entry into Jannah. Sahaba-i kiram ajma'in said, O Nabi of Allah, why would anyone want to refuse entry into Jannah? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, man ata'ani dakhal al-Jannah. The one who follows me will enter Jannah. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. And the one who has followed someone else and another way of living, another lifestyle, فَقَدْ أَبَى, then he has refused entry into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So these things are very, very important, my respected brothers and elders, that we continuously remind ourselves that we should follow the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How to eat, how to sleep, how to drink, how to talk, how to do business, our interaction with people, everything we should study, and we should be very, very mindful of the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayh was traveling for Hajj. And look how these individuals were, that when they were traveling for Hajj, mashallah, he wrote a book which is called Zadul Ma'ad. Zadul Ma'ad. The provision for the hereafter. Provisions of the hereafter. So as he was traveling, he thought that, you know what, how can I occupy my time in a way that will benefit me? And he didn't have any books with him at that time. He just went for safar traveling. And whilst traveling, these books are now translated in English in a few volumes by Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayh. And he wrote this masterpiece work, The Provisions of the Hereafter, Zadul Ma'ad, which is the entire seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Entire seerah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these things are very, very important. I mentioned, mashallah, in our Wednesday dars, that a person eats And after eating, if he reads this dua, Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amani hadha ta'am wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa. A simple dua. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah will forgive his past and future sins. Imagine. This is the barakat of sunnah. Barakat of sunnah. Small duas, maybe it takes a few seconds. But in the hereafter it will, not in the hereafter, in fact even in this dunya it will really help you. So to follow the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very important. Sahaba-e kiram ajma'een, what they did is they understood this ayat-e kareema. That what is the purpose of this great Nabi to be with us? And Allah is saying, liyuta'a, ke unki ita'at ki jai, that you obey your Nabi, that you follow him, that you show complete obedience to him, and this is what they did. One day Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was doing khutbah, and the masjid is very small and it's all open. So there was a bit of a rush, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slightly in a loud voice said, sit down, baith jao. Sab baith jao. Baith jao. Sit down. Now Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was outside. And who is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud? Aho. One of the greatest ulama figure from the companions, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He heard the voice of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sit, and he sat on the road outside. Just sat down. Look at that ita'at. So people were wondering and they're saying, oh, a great sheikh like Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, why are you sitting here, bhai? What's the matter? Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam inquired, bhai, where is he? They said, he is outside sitting. They called him and said, why are you sitting? I said, oh no, be of Allah, you said sit, so I sat. No logic. You know, we give excuses, isn't it? No, Mauli sahab was meaning this. Mufti sahab meant this. We try to make every wrong halal, don't we? No, I think this was the meaning. But for them, no, sit. And sometimes nowadays what we say, we don't have time. We are very, very busy. Who was more busy than the companions? We are busy. Two brothers amongst the companions, when Allah's Nabi was talking about the importance of seeking knowledge, so one, both were businessmen. So one brother said to another that, look, you know what? We have to also learn, and knowledge is very important. So one day I will sit in the company of Huzur alayhi salam, you do tijarat, and then in the night we will meet. After Isha, I will explain to you what I have learned from Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Next day, you have the benefit and you go, and I will do tijarat. And the entire life they did this, my respected brothers. Imagine, one brother doing tijarat, the other is a talib-i-ilm. Next day, the other becomes a talib-i-ilm, one becomes a tajir. But no excuses. You know, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, and he had the habit. Now, he had the habit of wearing his izar very high on top, above the ankles. What is it? Very high on top, above the ankles. It is important that. And why above the ankles? Because in Arabia, the mushrikeen of Makkah, they would show people that we are very, very rich by the clothes that they would wear, and their clothes would be such that it would be touching the ground and sweeping the floor as they walk. So this was to show people that we are very, very rich, that we have so much money that the fabric we buy covers everything. In fact, it is also sweeping the ground that we walk. So this would mean that they are very rich people. This was their culture. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that is arrogance. Make sure your izar is on top, above your ankle. So Hazrat Uthman used to have his izar very, very high. Now during Sulh Hudaybiyah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam made him as the representative of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to speak with the mushrikeen, and that he should go and speak with them. So his cousin said to him, Uthman, just for that meeting, put your izar down. What did he say? Because the people of Makkah don't like this way of wearing izar, your clothes. Just wisdom, what is it? Like sometimes when we go to a restaurant, people are looking at us, no, let's use fork and knife. Fork and knife, angrez ban jayenge. And you know, you feel shy, you know, if I use my fingers, how will people look at? And you know, if I lick my fingers, these people want to lick everything. I won't go into that. But we, just to fulfill one sunnah, to even lick our fingers, which is sunnah, we are shy. And so what happens is that he looked at his cousin brother and he said, what are you telling me? That I should leave one sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam for them? And he lifted his izar up even higher and he went. So they were very proud people. They loved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Huzaifa, mashallah, eating at the dining area of Kisra, and one lukma fell down, whatever, a morsel. Famous incident. He was picking that lukma up and the one next to him says, no, they don't like it here. He says, أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِهَاؤُلَاءِ الْحُمَقَى. You want me to miss out from the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam for these foolish people? So alhamdulillah, my respected brothers, the power of sunnah is very important. And sunnah protects the generations to come with iman. This is the barakat of sunnah. One generation after another generation will survive in a way that they will have complete iman. That is the barakat of, alhamdulillah, sunnah. And so khair, in our session today, for us to understand this important part of the seerah, that Allah has mentioned that like your creation is so that you worship me, because your survival depends in worshipping Allah, otherwise your ruh will die before your body. And there are so many people today, they are dead people, completely dead, because the ruh is dead. And the only people that are alive are those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah has created us, so that we worship Him. It is our benefit. Otherwise the malaika are there in the billions. In fact nobody knows the real count of the malaika, and they are all worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the purpose of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that your face looks like him, that your speech is like the speech of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything what you do, especially in your character, to be like Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshaAllah ta'ala. We will also continue with our seerah series, inshaAllah, from next week, inshaAllah. So do, inshallah, come for the programs and invite others, inshallah. It will be of great benefit, as now Isha time will also come down, inshallah. Allah pak hare ko tawfiq de. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na. Ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.